How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. On this week's episode, we begin looking at gingivitis, beginning by looking at dental biofilm-induced gingivitis, and even more specifically, looking at localized or predisposing factors. Now, to clarify, when we talk specifically about plaque-induced gingivitis, I want to be very clear. This is when biofilm levels have begun to build up. And if we do not see any disruption or removal of this dental plaque accumulation over days or weeks, we're going to begin to see what's called an incipient dysbiosis. Okay, you guys, that's just a fancy term for an imbalance in the concentration of bacteria within that biofilm. Essentially, the bacteria become more sophisticated and we begin to develop bacterial infiltrates that are more disease producing versus health producing or health stabilizing biofilm. So as we begin to see this biofilm not become disrupted or removed, we begin to see a movement into what's called non-resolving destructive inflammation. This is where we begin to see a release of inflammatory components. This is where we begin to see the host get involved in working to fight the presence of this biofilm, which is a wonderful introduction because local or predisposing factors are going to be relatively tooth-related or tooth-specific factors that can allow for higher levels or higher concentrations of plaque retention. These could be, for example, patients that have orthodontia, where the bands and brackets are permitting a greater accumulation of plaque biofilm. These could also be, for example, patients that have some type of a crown margin that the patient is maybe allergic to, which we can see oftentimes with a PFM margin. So we'll see an inflammatory condition localized around a particular tooth that has a PFM on it because that porcelain fused to metal crown is eliciting a localized irritational or inflammatory challenge for the patient. We could also look, for example, at other plaque retentive qualities, things like fractured teeth where biofilm is able to adhere into those areas, or even anatomical observations. These would be things, for example, like a more pronounced mesiolingual concavity of a maxillary first premolar, for example. Keep in mind, these are localized factors. And so oftentimes from a treatment standpoint, yes, we are having the conversation about biofilm control. But In some of these arenas, controlling that inflammatory condition may also mean that we need to control the risk factor. Meaning, if a patient is reacting to a PFM margin, perhaps biofilm control alone may not be the only way to address this challenge. Perhaps part of our treatment plan for this patient will be not only biofilm eradication, but also addressing that localized PFM challenge. Stay tuned as we continue the conversation about gingivitis next week, looking at systemic or modifying factors that can elicit an inflammatory condition of the gingiva. Thank you for tuning in this week and have an awesome week. This has been another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.